Welcome, everyone. This is episode 15 of the Foo Podcast. Welcome back, guys. We're back with another episode. I'm excited. Today's topic is going to be all about content creation and how to grow as a streamer and a content creator. I decided, you know what? I've been doing a lot of more personal development topics lately, and I know a lot of you guys have been enjoying it, but I also know that I have some more practical, specific information that I'd like to provide for you, especially if you are an aspiring content creator. You are a content creator right now. And, you know, you want to hear my take on certain things because I have grown on Twitch. If you're new to my podcast and this is the first episode you've ever listened to, if somebody sent this to you, nice to meet you. I'm Foo. I'm a guy from Melbourne, Australia, who did content creation for almost 7 years straight. That was my full-time career. As of lately, I've been looking at different avenues. But over the years, I did acquire a lot of success. And I did a lot of things just through hard work, merit, and also just seeing what works. And in today's episode, I really want to provide with you the top five things that I believe are important to know, especially in today's age where so many people want to be YouTubers, so many people want to be TikTok creators, so many people want to try live streaming, that there's just so much information out there that it can be hard to know where to start. So that's what I want to do today. Also, I'll give you guys some life updates. So right now, I'm currently working through my own things in life, like I'm getting back in shape. I'm doing jiu-jitsu again. I'm back to weightlifting. I've been applying for new roles and, you know, I've been getting interviews, been getting close, but eventually I'll get the right one. I've been growing my faith with God. My relationship with my partner is amazing. A lot of things are happening in my life and, you know, that's part of why I haven't been making as many episodes, but I promise you behind the scenes, I am doing my best to level up so I can make even better content for you. All right. So let's get right into it. Let's get right into the show. So here we go. Here are my top five tips to grow as a streamer, whether you want to grow on YouTube, Kick, Twitch, whatever live streaming platform it is, these principles will apply to all of them. And also just overall principles and mindsets to be a successful content creator. So the very first tip I'm going to give you is you have to treat this endeavor, the goal to be a streamer and a content creator, as a hobby, okay? This is where I know you're going to see a lot of advice out there on the internet. Like, you know what? Like the old saying is like, you know, when the Greeks, you know, went and to go take over another country, they would burn the boats. So they had only had no choice but to succeed. Because they burned the boats, they couldn't go back. You don't have to do that in this modern age. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of the success and growth you'll see is quite sporadic, random, and unpredictable. And if you burn the boats, like let's just say like you quit your full-time job or you quit your part-time job or you decide to quit school just so you can stream 12 hours a day with the hopes of growing, it's not a very wise decision. Like even for me, like I am so glad, and I mentioned this in previous episodes, that I'm glad that I kept up a job while streaming the whole time. If I had not kept a job, right, and I'd streamed for 7 years, and then let's say stream didn't work out for me, I'd be in an absolutely horrible situation where getting employment would be next to impossible because everyone else out there applying for the same roles has been working or has more skills in their resume. But for me, for the past 7 years, I've kept the job on the side, and now that I'm applying for full-time roles, I am eternally grateful that I kept that decision. And I wish that I had treated streaming more as a hobby because here's the thing, right? Let's say you stream 8 hours, right? Whether it's streaming 8 hours as a hobby or streaming 8 hours as a full-time creator, it's still the same 8 hours. Like your mindset around it being full-time or serious, or your mindset around it being a hobby, the work is still the work. An 8-hour stream is still an 8-hour stream. So, and the reason why I suggest treating this goal as a hobby, and absolutely, I wish I did more of this. Like I wish I focused more on working on in the office than I did, you know, focusing on streaming. And that's me in hindsight, is that you will find that the more that you stream and the more that you don't treat it as a hobby, you're going to become attached to what metrics and data and feedback you get, like the number of viewers you get, the number of followers you get, the number of donations and subscribers and bit donations, and all the numbers that come with it can take away from your absolute chance to have fun and a passion for this thing that you want to do. So my number one tip, if I had to pick out of all of them, even the ones that revolve around growing, is make sure you treat streaming and content creation as a hobby, even if you are successful, even if you make money from doing it. Like, what will happen is that if you don't make having fun and treating as a hobby and passion as your primary driver, but you make it about everything else, like you basically treat it as a job, is that you can very quickly lose that passion. You can very quickly lose that joy that will enable you to keep creating great content that enables you to grow. Because I know for me, right? I can tell you now, some of my most favorite streams that I ever done was before I was successful, was before my numbers were much lower, was before I was a Twitch partner. Like some of my most favorite memories as a streamer was when I was an affiliate, when I was averaging 20 viewers, 10 viewers, 5 viewers, but I was just having fun. You know, I was in the zone. I was just in the stream with a handful of people in my chat, us going back and forth, creating good memories, and then going to bed with a smile on my face versus when it was my full-time career and I had 150 viewers and I'm sitting there going, oh, how come I don't have 500 viewers? How come I don't have 1,000 viewers? Like, it's just never enough because I started to lose sight of why I streamed in the first place, which is to have fun, to enjoy it. Streaming is supposed to add to your life. It's not supposed to take away from the joy in your life. And when it starts to subtract from your life and it becomes this big ball of stress, you're in a very, very volatile position. So if you want to be a streamer, if you want to be a content creator, the best mindset I'll give you is please treat this as a hobby. Even if you've been doing it for years, even if you start making a ton of money, even if you surpass the income from your job, still treat it as a hobby, because if you treat it as a hobby, you're going to make better content. You're going to be less stressed. You're going to be less attached. And the content that you make will actually be good for the people that are watching and the people that will discover you. So that's tip number one. All right. Tip number two. You have to find the right balance between what you enjoy streaming and what the audience likes to watch. Or in other words, demand. Okay, this is probably the single biggest driver of success other than working hard and other than doing all the right things. There has to be a genuine demand or interest from the audience in what you're creating, right? Like, you could put in 20-hour streams. Like, you could be streaming subathons like all day long. But if what you're streaming doesn't have a genuine interest in the first place, it's very unlikely that the amount of hard work you're going to put in will make a dent of difference. Like, here's an example, right? When I started streaming on Twitch, I knew there was a genuine demand for Ocarina of Time and speedrunning. Why? I had proof. There were a number of other streamers who were already doing it, pulling in great numbers. There was an active chat, an active community. So when I started streaming, I already picked something that had proven interest and demand from the audience. If I had put that same amount of work into other content that people don't care about, that people have no interest in, I would have not have grown as a streamer. I would have streamed for 7 years and not seen many differences in my numbers. Like, I wouldn't have grown to 15,000 followers on Twitch or became a partner if I'd streamed something that people just don't want to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I can use very, very, like, very bizarre examples, for example. But the reality is that there has to be a balance between what the audience wants to watch and what you want to stream. Okay, and that's called finding your niche. That's called finding what works for you, okay? So one of the easiest ways to find demand is to browse the directories. Look at what people are watching, okay? Look at what categories are being watched the most, but you will have to face saturation, which means there's too many streamers streaming it. But you wanna find something that has a proven demand. Like, if you go to a category and there's no streamers live and there's no viewers, or if you look at the following section, if you see that there's not many people even following the category, it's probably not worth your while streaming it. Like, maybe you can do it as a bonus content on top of your main content, but I highly recommend that before you start streaming, do the research and find what people actually want to watch and then see if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then don't do that. Like, there are many games that I have not streamed and I know has a high demand, but I won't do it because I know I won't genuinely enjoy it. And because if I'm not enjoying it, then my audience won't enjoy it either because I'm not enjoying it. I'm not having fun on stream. Why would they want to watch that? So I picked Zelda, that's worked for me for a while, and now I'm doing like Lufia and trying other things, okay? Now, here's the third tip I can give you. This will save you so much time when it comes to experimentation and discovery, okay? The biggest tip I can give you is to model what is already working, okay? I'm not saying clone and directly copy what's already working, but model what is already working. An easiest way to do this is to pick 5 of your favorite content creators and look at what they do well. Like, for example, I can think of 5 streamers in my mind that I modeled my success on. So, for example, Torjan Skater, who were the top 80% runners at the time. Jodenstone, who was another top 80% runner. Smallant, with his YouTube content creation. And, you know, like, Sweet Anita, with her, like, conversational style with just chatting streams. And, like, Devin Nash. And I could look at what all of them are doing well, and then I would add my own take or spin on it. That's the key. You want to model what's already working, okay? So if you've already done the first 2 tips, like you're going to treat it as a hobby, you found what people want to watch, then you want to find creators who are doing it well and then do your own version of that. Because what that will do is that will shortcut your success. Because if you spend months and months and months just trying to prove a concept, you're going to lose a lot of time. Whereas, like, if you're streaming something that already works, if you see an idea that already works, you can just put your own spin on it. So an example of that is you might see a stream where Ludwig, for example, does something like, I gave my Twitch chat my credit card so they can buy whatever they wanted. You know what I mean? But you can put your own spin on that. Like, you don't have to give your Twitch chat your credit card, but you could be like, I gave my Twitch chat $70 to spend, and we spent it on eBay as a YouTube video, as a stream, right? So look at what's already working, okay? And then put your own spin on it, and what you will find is that you will start generating success. Because it already has a proven concept, because there's already people watching it, you're more likely to generate that initial audience that you need to build a foundation on. So that's what I recommend. Now, this is tip number four, and this is more of a philosophy mindset thing that I'd hope you would apply. Now, when you take on streaming and content creation and you start seeing success, it can very quickly become the focal point of your life. I highly recommend that if you want to be a content creator, if you want to be a streamer, or if you want to do anything in the forms of freelance or self-employment, is understand that this aspect of your life is only a part of your life, okay? It is one part of your life. Do not make it your entire life. I tell you right now, there are so many streamers, including myself, who would base their self-esteem and how they see themselves based on the success of their stream. Like, if you had a good stream, you feel great about yourself. You feel amazing, right? If you had a terrible stream, you'll feel bad about yourself. Oh, my numbers were low. My subs were low. I'm failing as a person. But if you enter streaming with the mindset that, hey, I am more than my stream. I have a whole life out of streaming. I've had a whole life out of streaming. Whether my stream goes well or bad, whether my next video goes well or not, that doesn't define me as a person, okay? That doesn't define my value as a person. And you have to be able to detach from that, okay? Even if you're doing extremely well. Like, I can tell you right now, even with my own ego, is that when my stream was doing extremely well during the COVID lockdowns, I was on cloud nine. I was like as happy as you could be. I'd be getting so many subs. Like, I remember I had like hundreds of subs a stream. I'm getting hundreds of viewers. I'm like, wow, I'm living the dream. And then there are other times in my streaming career where my numbers were extremely low. I'm not even getting a sub on like within days, not getting any followers. My numbers were plummeting and I felt horrible as a person. I felt like I was failing until I realized that streaming is only a part of my life. There are other things I enjoy in my life, you know, and you should too. And especially if you become successful or on the road to success, just look at it as one aspect of your life. Okay, now here's tip number five, and this is a more practical tip that I really, really hope you get this, okay? Probably one of the biggest misconceptions that aspiring streamers and content creators have is they believe that if you stream a lot and a lot of hours, that you will grow. And I'll tell you right now, the number of hours you stream has very little correlation to how much you grow, okay? Especially when you're first starting. If you're starting as a zero viewer streamer or a two viewer streamer, if you have some friends watching or your family watching, if you stream for 10 hours, you're still streaming 10 hours to two people. Like, that amount of hours you're putting in doesn't necessarily invite more people to your stream. So if the number of hours you stream doesn't correlate to growth, what does correlate to growth? The answer is creating content from those streams into videos that drive traffic to your stream. So let's say you do a 5-hour stream. Let's say you do a 5-hour Zelda stream or a Jump King stream. You want to take that stream, you want to download the video, and you want to edit it into YouTube videos, TikTok videos, Instagram reels, and post that content all across the internet. Because when people discover those videos, they end up discovering you. They know you exist in the first place. So when you're starting out, right, and you can use this strategy all the way to the end of your streaming career, like I'm doing right now, is that even I made this, you know, made this mistake necessarily, is that I still put too much time into streaming when I should have been putting that time into making more videos, you know? So you want to grow more? Make videos from your streams, or make standalone videos, make scripted videos, make, you know, high-end content videos. But once you do build that audience and once you're reaching the top of a category, then the number of hours will matter more. Like, if you're a 10,000 viewer streamer and you stream 10 hours, you're going to grow a lot, right? If you're a two viewer streamer, you should be streaming a little bit, but then spending the rest of your time making videos, okay? So that's tip number five. Understand that just putting in more hours won't necessarily make you grow more, especially when you're live. You want to be making videos that grow your brand, that drive traffic to your channel when you're asleep, when you're in the bathroom, when you're out shopping. Your video should be working for you 24/7. So those are my top five tips, and I'm going to give you a bonus tip now. So here's a bonus tip. Make sure you prioritize your community. Pay attention to your community. Listen to your community. Your viewers that are in your chat are going to give you the greatest feedback to help you grow. Like, they'll tell you, hey, you know what? I think your starting soon screen is unnecessary. Or they'll say the music is too loud or your alerts are too loud. If you can listen to your audience and constantly think about ways to add value to them, you're going to grow more trust. You're going to grow more of a relationship with your community, and your community is going to spread the word. Your community is going to bring other people into the chat. People that are visiting your stream will see that you have a thriving, awesome community to hang out with, and they want to hang out with you too, because growing as a content creator is more than just you. It's also the community behind you. They are the ones who are going to reinforce other people to stay. And I am so blessed to have my community. Shout outs to my community for supporting me for the past 7 years and still support me to this day. Like, even the other day, I was having a rough day. You know, I found out that from an interview that I had, I did not get the job and I was feeling a little bit down. I went live and I promise you, my Twitch chat turned my day around. They gave me positive words. Like, they hung out with me. They made me feel special. They made me feel valuable again in the face of disappointment. And see, that's the thing, because you're giving, I'm not saying you're necessarily going to get back, but you have the opportunity to create a real bond, a real relationship with people all across the world, and you're going to create memories for life, okay? So, bonus tip, prioritize your community. Make it about them. Make a Discord server for them. Do movie nights if you can. You know, do things off the stream that are not just on while you're live. Like, reach out to your audience. Send direct messages to your viewers and say, hey, thank you for watching. You know, build a strong relationship with them. And you'll see that things will continue to get better over time. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. This one is a bit more specific around content creation. If you do like the video on YouTube, don't forget to like and comment and subscribe. If you're listening on any of the other podcast platforms, I would really deeply appreciate leaving a positive review or sharing it with somebody else who you think it can help. And I want to say thank you all for supporting me for these past 15 episodes. I started this podcast in August last year, all right? August last year. And here we are now in March, and this project is still going. We're still getting weekly downloads, and there's still a lot of people listening, and I appreciate every single one of you. So don't forget, please take care of yourselves. Take life one day at a time. Work one step at a time. If you're going through a hard time, if you're going through struggles, reach out to a professional who can help you, because that's what I do too. I reach out to people all the time. Now, I used to hold things to myself, and now with this outlet and with the people in my life, we're going to get there. So take care. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll see you next time. I'm aiming to upload episodes on Tuesdays, sometimes weekly, sometimes bi-weekly, sometimes monthly if I've been busy, but expect them to be around Tuesdays because that's filming day. All right. Take care, everyone. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being a part of this podcast. I'll see you around.